Each year, we can take the next step. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. As I explained last week, we're just doing 3 weeks of one-off topics, and then we'll start a new series. When you hear this, I'm recording this in Sydney, but I will be in New York, please God. And I'm there for two reasons. One is the 30th Yahrzeit, the day of passing of my mentor, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the famous Lubavitcher Rebbe. This is 30 years since he passed away. And I'll also be spending a special birthday, my 60th birthday, Hebrew birthday, at his graveside, where I'll have the opportunity to pray, to learn, to study, and to reflect. And I thought it would just be a good thing to do this one on the topic of birthdays, and to just understand the energy and the depth of what a birthday is. You know, some people like birthdays, some people don't like birthdays. And a birthday, and I'm referring particularly to one's Hebrew birthday, and if you don't know what it is, you can certainly email us and we'll, with your English birthday and the year you were born, and we'll try and work it out for you. But a Hebrew birthday, we are taught, is a very powerful day. It's a day that has special energy, special blessing. It's a day that we try and pray a little harder, do something good for other people, and reflect. What is the greatness of a birthday? Is it just an anniversary, or is it something deeper than that? So this is part of a longer discussion, but let me just share with you a short idea. When one is born, we know there's a fusion, there's a coming together of soul and body. When we are in our mother's womb, in utero, we exist, there's a form of a person, there's a heart beating, there's eating happening, there's all kinds of impacts that can happen, as modern science teaches us about the environment that a baby's in, even when they're in utero. And yes, that's all true, but as the Talmud tells us, that the soul, which is developing at the same time that the body is, has not internalized, has not come into, has not entered the human experience and become one. The moment of birth is the moment that the soul enters the body, and soul and body become one thing. Which means no longer is the body just an existence which is infused by some other soul or some other energy that is outside of it, but the person becomes the soul. And that's in itself a great thing. We are taught that that's an amazing idea. That's why in Judaism we sanctify life and we fight for life to the greatest degree, because life, even a life at the beginning of existence, a beginning of when we're born, or even a life when a person is very elderly and not so functional, but the life, just the mere fact that there's a soul in the body, we have brought the spiritual into the physical, the purpose into the mundane, is so powerful, amazingly powerful. And that moment is a moment of celebration. That moment is when we become an independent life, a life, not just an existence, but a life. A life means something that has a soul, that has a meaning, that has a purpose to it. And every year on our birthday, we are taught that this happens again, so to speak. Soul and body are re-strengthened together. The marriage between the soul and the body is re-strengthened each year on the birthday. And that's why it's a time to stop. It's a time to think. It's a time to reflect. And recently at a shiur, I suggested the following idea about, just to put it into a formula so it's easy to remember, about the three things that we should be doing on our birthdays. Because it is, in fact, a great time. And I've called it the three G's. The first G is gladness, happiness, gladness, to be glad, to celebrate. You know, it is interesting that in times, God forbid, in times of challenge, people reach out to others. People need support. And we welcome that support. People reach out and they help us, and they help us carry us through our challenges, our grief, and different things that might happen to a person. But we shouldn't wait for things that are negative to happen. We are people of connection. We connect with other people. Your birthday, my birthday, is a time of joy, a time of gladness. We should share that with others. It's a time to get together with family and friends and have a meaningful celebration. Not just a party where we drink, but a meaningful celebration where we celebrate life. We celebrate the sanctity of life. We celebrate the opportunity that we have to be a life that can bring the spiritual into the physical, the soul into the body. So that's the first G. The second thing is something we should do at that celebration, is that is gratitude. There's no better time to express gratitude than a birthday. And in Jewish tradition, it's not just enough to have gratitude. In temple times, there was a mitzvah called Bikurim, the first fruits, where the farmer would pick the first fruits of the tree and take them in a basket to the temple and give it to the priest, to the Kohen, as a sign of gratitude to God. But when the farmer brought that fruit to the temple, the farmer had to not just give the fruit, but had to say a declaration, a declaration of thank you, a declaration of gratitude, because expression of emotion is very important and expression of gratitude is extremely important. So a birthday is a time to publicly doesn't have to mean hundreds of people, publicly mean your family, your friends, to express gratitude for all the blessings God has given us, for the life that He's given us. And even if we have problems and challenges, but there's always some blessings that we can learn to identify and be grateful for. So that's gladness and gratitude. And the third G is growth. A birthday is a time, it's a milestone. It's a time to reflect and to re-examine, why are we here? We are here to bring purpose, to live a life that's purposeful and meaningful. And as human beings, the ability to have meaning and purpose in life is also the ability to grow. We are born imperfect, and our role is to keep on improving, keep on growing, to go out of our comfort zone, to take the next step in the journey of growth. And no better time to do that than a birthday. A birthday is a time that we reflect on how the year went, that's just gone, and how did it work? What are the areas of strength? What are the areas that we can improve on and to take the next step towards growth in the journey of growth? So let's reflect on a birthday for a few moments. In your comfortable spot, just relax, close your eyes. Let's focus on our breathing. Let's feel the feeling of inhaling and the sensation of exhaling. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back, and let's just try for a few moments to breathe deeply so that we feel the air in our lungs and our abdomen. Take a deep breath and slowly exhale. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, slowly breathe out. Breathe in, hold, 2, 3, slowly breathe out. Just continue to focus a little bit on your breath. Are you feeling this? Are you feeling your lungs fill up? Are you feeling your abdomen expand and contract? Are you feeling the sensation? As we know, the word for breath in Hebrew is neshima. Same word as neshama, your soul. Every breath you take is a manifestation and an expression of your neshama. But your neshama must work together with your body. Your divine spark must work with your physical body. When we breathe deeply and we fill up our lungs, we are expressing this idea that the neshama should fill and enter and merge with our physical and the mundane. Can we fill our physical experience with soul purpose, soulful meaning? Can we bring soul and body together? Can we draw the soul of every experience into the external of every experience? Can we merge the purpose with the experience, the soul and the body? Just again, focus on your breathing, breathe deeply and fill yourself with your breath. Remind yourself to fill your life with your soul. Come back to where you were, remembering that whenever you're going through an experience and you want to do it mindfully and you want to be able to get the most out of it, stop for a moment, breathe a few breaths, and remember that every experience has a soul. Fill that experience with purpose, with soul. Remember, your birthday is a time to re-examine this marriage, this connection. Let's take the next step and grow. Have a wonderful day.